Thank you, Mr. President. I congratulate you on your election as president of the meetings of CCW Protocol 5. We commend the hard work and dedication of coordinators for Protocol 5 in fulfilling their mandate. Mr. President, Pakistan remains fully committed to fulfilling our obligations under Protocol 5. There are no explosive remnants of war existing in Pakistan. We have actively participated in all meetings of Protocol 5 since our accession and have regularly submitted our national annual reports. The standard operating procedures being followed by our armed forces include Protocol 5 compliant procedures for clearance, removal, and destruction of explosive remnants of war. Similarly, the procedures for recording and marking of all types of explosives are in place. We have devised specific procedures for storage and destruction of ammunition in line with our obligations under Protocol 5. Pakistan has elaborate operating procedures for managing munition stocks. These include an efficient system of forecasting, planning, marking, and packaging, as well as systematic and institutionalized system of record keeping covering the entire life cycle of ammunition. The procedures are also include taking maximum precautions in marking, fencing, and monitoring explosive ordnance at military installations and bases. The steps taken by the armed forces as well as our experts and specially trained units ensure that we are well prepared to meet any challenge posed by the explosive remnants of war in accordance with provisions of Protocol 5, including the preparation of contingency plans. Mr. President, in addition to fulfilling its obligations under Protocol 5, Pakistan has also provided technical assistance under the UN umbrella in clearance of explosive remnants of war from Liberia, Darfur region of Sudan, and Ivory Coast. I would like to take this opportunity to reaffirm that Pakistan stands ready to assist other states both in the clearance of explosive remnants of war as well as in the area of victim assistance in accordance with Article 8 of the Protocol. Mr. President, Pakistan has always strived to meet all its financial obligations under the Convention and its annexed protocols in full and on time. We look forward to continue working with other high contracting parties to ensure that the Convention and its protocols remain operating on durable and sustainable footings. In conclusion, we renew our pledge to continue complying with our obligations and cooperating with other state parties for the successful implementation of Protocol 5. We are confident that the full implementation of this protocol would help reduce the suffering results from explosive remnants of war. I thank you.